Yeah, so my name is Lieutenant Rick Apperson. I'm the pastor of the Salvation Army in the Upper Skeena Bulkley Valley.
Okay, so we're in your office?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the new building here, which is only open to the public on Wednesdays, is that correct?
Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 till 12, till 1:30. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at other opportunities.
Okay, great. So what part of the community are you serving with the Salvation Army here?
Actually, all kinds. We have some of our clientele are street entrenched, but we have low-income families. We serve students who are in school. So it's a wide range of seniors, young kids, adults, teens, you name it.
So are you kind of seeing an uptick in what people might describe as invisible poverty as far as the people that are coming to use the services available at the Salvation Army?
Absolutely. I think the school-aged children, we've seen an increase in families with school-aged children. I myself was homeless for a time as a teenager and was all through high school. Actually had no home at one point in time, and people didn't see that because the face of poverty tends to be what we see on the street, right? Those who are struggling with addictions. But there's families who are living paycheck to paycheck, and we serve quite a few parts of that vulnerable population.
Yeah. So we're sitting in the new building. It gets new and constructed here. So obviously, you know, kind of on my left there used to be the Salvation Army retail store. So for people who haven't walked in here, can you kind of describe what they see when they walk in?
Absolutely. So we, when the thrift store closed, and we closed the thrift store because it wasn't paying for the food bank, which is what it was supposed to be doing. But we knocked down part of the middle wall, expanded our drop-in center, created a new office, new handicap washroom. We also expanded our kitchen to a commercial-grade kitchen so that we can better serve those who come in with meals and well-rounded meals. Mm-hmm. So when you come in, it's new doors, it's a new space, it's new flooring, new paint, expanded place to sit and participate. So it's a lot roomier.
Yeah, and it's airy too, and it's bright. What services do you offer here?
So we have our food bank. We also have our Feeding the Lamps program, where we provide food hampers to through the school system to vulnerable children. And we are looking to start a program called Pathway of Hope, which is where we will work with those who come in to set goals for themselves, to build capacity. And working with community partners, we will help. A caseworker will walk with those who enter that program to find sustainability in different things. It could be that they want job skills training, re-education, whatever. So we want to partner with them and people in community to make those programs accessible and easier to navigate for people.
Yeah. How did you come into this role? And I know also, too, we were speaking before I was recording, and now you're kind of region has expanded as well. So what is your role within the Salvation Army and why is this what you do?
My wife and I are from Smith. Well, my wife was from Smithers originally. But we started working with the Salvation Army. I started working with the Salvation Army in 2006, just helping out with the food bank. Mm-hmm. And it grew from there to where I became the director of the Salvation Army in the Bulkley Valley. Went away to Salvation Army Training College for a couple years. My wife and I were then assigned as pastors in Terrace. 2 years ago, we were assigned as pastors in the Hazeltons. And then last year, the director of the Bulkley Valley Salvation Army left, went to Toronto, and the Salvation Army asked if we would also oversee the Bulkley Valley. So we've kind of merged that sphere of influence. We have three churches, three food banks, and a thrift store in Houston. Mm-hmm. So we're always on the road in one of the communities, active, trying to keep everything active and afloat, and expanding programming as the need arises.
Mm-hmm. And what are kind of the greatest, you know, what do you need as far as community support, but also as tangible things for the Salvation Army in order for it to thrive here and best serve this community of Smithers?
Food. Food is as we all know, food costs have gone up. Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge for everybody in community, not just those who are most vulnerable. I think we're seeing that impact on our food banks because donations are down in all communities because food's cost more. And so I think that's our biggest struggle right now is just keeping our food bank shelves full enough that we can make sure people get full hampers when they come in to access services.
Okay. So how can the community, how can we help? How can people, you know, help bring up those numbers and support those in need in our community?
So in Smithers at Houston, there are food bins at the grocery stores, yep. and encourage people to drop things in those. That's a great way to get food to us right away. Mm-hmm. We're open on Wednesdays and Fridays in Smithers, Tuesdays and Thursdays in Houston. People can also just drop off food during those times that we're open, and we'll gladly take that and process that. And it gets turned around fairly quick. Right now we have an overstock of pasta and corn.
Right.
But beyond pasta and corn, we need everything just to keep our shelves going.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And thank you to the community.